There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, some of the over-the-counter medications that you're taking could possibly be putting you at risk for dementia and Alzheimer's. So we need to talk about that. And by the looks of it, I think all of us have been taking these medications pretty religiously. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Melissa Rivers has filed a lawsuit in the death of her mother, Joan Rivers. Apparently a lot of concern with the selfies that were snapped right before the mom died. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a woman who was arrested for drowning a three-week-old puppy in an airport bathroom after she was told she couldn't bring it on a plane. Are you kidding me? She was trying to smuggle a young Doberman, and then I guess they wouldn't let her, so she had to kill the dog? Are you insane? And then I guess Obama wants more money to fight antibiotic-resistant germs. I guess he wants to double the funding to $1.2 billion. I would like to know, where is the current money going, and why isn't the current money enough? So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I remember, last week we heard that a nun gave birth? Apparently a nun had, I guess, stomach pains. And she stunned her mother's superior and her sisters after she gave birth to a baby boy. She had been complaining of severe stomach pain. She belonged to an order in Macerata in the eastern Italian region of Lamarque. And she claimed to have no idea she was pregnant when she was rushed to the hospital in agony. And it is agonizing for any of you that have never experienced childbirth. Agonizing. And the agony doesn't go away, especially when they backtalk you and they badmouth you and they give you some lip. Boy, the kids gave me some lip yesterday and I had to open up a can of whoop. Okay, anyway. Anyway, I love my babies, but woo, don't think the agony stops after the baby leaves the vagina. The South American nun had arrived at the convent in June. She was apparently she was already pregnant. She was taken to the emergency department at Bartolomeo Eustachio de San Severino Marche by her fellow sisters. I love Italian. Doctors quickly unraveled the cause of her mystery ailment, according to Mail Online, but the baby was born, thank God, healthy. The nun's convent has expressed an interest in taking care of the baby. That is so cool. Apparently, there was a 33-year-old Salvadorian nun in Italy who also gave birth, remember, last year to a baby boy? She named the boy after Pope Francis. She told her social worker she did not feel guilty and would raise the child, saying, "I am so happy. He is a gift from God. I feel more of a mother than a nun." Apparently, in 2011, a Congolese nun in an Italian order gave birth to a baby girl after being raped by a priest. She gave up the baby for adoption, but after being refused re-entry to the convent, changed her mind and recovered the child. Well, at least she got her child back, thank God. You know, you wonder, you know, whenever I hear that a nun gets pregnant, I think of a few things. You know, one is I think they were raped, but they were too afraid to say something, you know, because usually, you know, not, I mean, for you to make that, you know, decision of celibacy, it's nothing to be taken lightly. So, you know, I would err on the side of believing them that they had been attacked or whatever. Or somebody could have been roofied, okay, and had absolutely no idea that the sexual act happened. Or maybe they were in a relationship and they felt they had no place to go, and going to a convent surrounded by loving women and God would be the best, safest place for that. But it sounded like she absolutely had no idea. And it's really, really easy to hide a pregnancy under the, you know, under the garbs that nuns wear. So I know there's a name for it. I apologize. So I know I wish I could have one because sometimes I'm really bloated and I would really, really love to hide, you know, my stomach and stuff. But, when you hear that a nun gives birth, it just always is newsworthy. But I love how the convent's going to take care of the baby and hopefully still take care of her. And, I don't know if you have to have always been a virgin or if you have to pledge celibacy. See, I thought originally you had to just always have been a virgin because, you know, because once you have been there, you're like, whoa. And so, if you've never, you know, had sexual intercourse with a man, then it's kind of easier to probably go, oh, you know what, that's okay. I've heard stories, you know, really, you know, some of them don't shave really or, you know, whatever. And then you're like, okay, you know, that's okay. I could be celibate. That's easy. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so it looks like hopefully New England is going to be out of the woods soon with this huge nor'easter. What are they calling it? Snowstorm Juno. Right now we've heard of at least a couple deaths. One was, I believe, a teenager who was sledding and crashed into a pole. Another one, I believe, was an older individual. We haven't gotten all the scoop yet. We know that Boston is still taking a lot of the brunt of it. Some of the coastal counties as well. We're hearing there's a lot of beach erosion. And I believe Massachusetts had been declared a state of emergency during this time of the snow, of the storm. We'll keep you guys posted. Nantucket. And it's 15,000 residents lost power to the entire island. You know, the ones who was a man from Nantucket. I think that's the Nantucket they're talking about. But 15,000 residents lost power. Winds were about 50 miles per hour. Gusts of about 80 miles per hour. So, luckily for New York, it wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was. New York mayor said we dodged the bullet. So the 58 million people were able to go back, start driving again. I guess the subway system has been on holiday service, meaning, you know, they're kind of like what happened on a holiday, but not as busy as a regular day. Forecast has improved for Boston. They thought they were going to get 30 inches. Now it's between 15 and 25 inches. All right. Still concerned of icicles falling. Quickly, I want to talk to you about how to watch out for falling icicles. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials in Genesis Communications Network, who was making the show happen. Remember, you could call in anytime with your medical questions, your calls, your concerns, your comments, never criticisms, though, at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254, or you can also email us at drdahlia.com. All right. I don't have a report on the second death, but I guess a teen has died after sledding accident. A 17-year-old from Long Island died and was the first death reported in this blizzard that has struck the northeastern United States. According to Suffolk County Police Department, the accident happened at 10 p.m. last night. The teen and two friends were taking turns snow tubing when one of the teens lost control and struck a light pole. He was taken to a nearby hospital, and then he was pronounced dead. Head injuries was sledding. Again, this was not anything that we would have expected to have happened with this snowstorm because, you know, we wouldn't have expected somebody to play in it and then, you know, but that sometimes the death toll, that's exactly what happens. Icicles, they say, could be deadly as well. According to drugs.com, they say the beautiful icicles can be dangerous, according to an emergency medicine doctor, because they are sharp, stiletto, shoe heel-like daggers. Coupled with the force dynamics of the gravity, with the impact from falling a sizable distance, a person could sustain, unfortunately, serious injury. This is Dr. Mike Cishon, chair of emergency medicine at Loyola University Medical Center in Maywood, Illinois. When walking outside in the winter, he says you need to be mindful of ice above your head and below your feet. Avoid walking under hanging ice and walk carefully on ice-coated sidewalks. You should heed signs, they say, of warning of falling ice and stay close away off closed-off sidewalks and other locations. It may be annoying to have to walk around a roped-off area, but take extra safety so you don't end up in the emergency department. If you need icicles or snow removed from your roof, they say it's best to hire professionals. No one should be on a snow-covered roof unless you are a professional or especially equipped to handle the dangers. I live in Las Vegas, so we don't really get to see, you know, snow-topped roofs, or, I don't know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire and all the yummy holiday type stuff, because it's still pretty warm out here around the holidays, and it's, which is kind of frustrating because it used to snow and we used to get snow and now we don't get snow anywhere. And I was like, now global warming. But anyway, it's interesting because I would, being a novice, if I was running around a snow area, I would probably not want to be directly under an awning because I would think that the snow and the weight of the snow would crack the awning. So, but I wouldn't want to be all the way out into the street if cars are swerving. So I would probably be on the sidewalk walking the line of the awning or the building or whatever. And unfortunately, that is right where the icicles would fall. So I guess whenever it's snowy, you're just supposed to be, like, not outside. They say patients have fallen off ladders and the roof while removing heavy snow. Some got splinters in their eyes when they were knocking off hanging icicles. They say if you do decide to remove the ice and snow yourself, you need to wear a hard hat and safety glasses. You lightly tap these icicles with a long-handed shovel to gently dislodge rather than giving a forceful whack. So you just a little tap, 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 tap. Make sure people and pets are not around to suffer injury, and it is best to make others aware of your action. Hey, guys, I'm knocking off some icicles, dude. You suck. I know that, but let me do this. Oh, my gosh, really, you're doing it wrong. Shut up. But, yeah, let other people know, okay? Kids especially can be tempted to knock off frozen spikes, and unfortunately, these are the ones that are most prone to injury. All right, so for those of you that are going to be dealing with the aftermath of the storm. By the way, unfortunately, many people start to prepare for these types of storms after the storm. So some of you are like, okay, I probably should have gotten a generator, or I probably should have had plenty of batteries, or I probably should have had plenty of food. One article said you might want to avoid the toilet paper. I want to find that. Apparently a lot of people were buying up toilet paper and buying up milk, but it's like the batteries and getting your prescriptions refilled. Those are the things that need to, you know, be, I guess, on your first line of, first line of defense. But toilet paper is important. I mean, everybody thinks they're going to be huddling up for a while so they don't want to run out of toilet paper, and nobody's thinking about getting their blood pressure medicine or their diabetes medication or some Band-Aids or some flashlights or batteries and food that they could cook without power. You know, buying a whole bunch of frozen foods. All right. Well, on the flip side, if it is a snowstorm, I suppose you could throw the frozen foods into the snow and keep them cold. We used to do that when we went skiing in medical school. We would grab the beer. It would be warm. I don't like beer, but, you know, grab it because the guys I was with, and then would throw the beer in the snow, and hopefully nobody would touch it or grab it, and then when we came back, it was already nice and cold. So that's something you could do. All right. But still, you want to get food that you could cook without needing your electricity and things like that. Okay. You also got to be careful with your heaters. If you do have any space heaters, et cetera, or certain types of generators, you have to make sure that anything that is not supposed to be enclosed is not enclosed because of the carbon monoxide poisoning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman has been arrested, and rightfully so, for killing her dog, drowning her 3-week-old puppy. She was arrested in Nebraska because she drowned the puppy in an airport bathroom when she tried and failed several times to sneak the young dog onto the plane. Cynthia Anderson, 56 years old, was arrested on Friday and charged with a felony count of animal cruelty. Police say the Edgewater, Florida resident tried to board a flight out of Central Nebraska Regional Airport on Thursday with 2 small dogs in crates and 3 young puppies. Following U.S. flight regulations, workers at the airport barred Anderson from boarding her flight because dogs younger than 8 weeks old are not allowed to fly. Their eyes weren't even open, according to Grand Island Police Captain Dean Elliott. Anderson allegedly handed off 2 of the puppies to her parents, who live in western Nebraska, and tried to board a flight the next day with the 2 older dogs in cages. And the remaining puppy she tried to hide in her carry-on bag. Then airport security caught her trying to smuggle the dog again, and Anderson allegedly went to the bathroom and then drowned the dog. Anderson was arrested after police interviewed numerous witnesses, including the woman who discovered the dead dog in the bathroom. This is ridiculous. An autopsy on the puppy found that water was in his lungs. Anderson's 2 older dogs are now in the care of her parents, while the other 2 puppies are at the Humane Society. Man, apparently she has a criminal record that dates back to 2010 because she was fined for stealing from a store, and then she had other robbery-related charges. She was arrested for writing a bad check. I mean, this woman needs to be evaluated for some mental issues. You don't kill a dog that you can't take. And the funny thing is that she had somebody. You know, I was about to talk about, you know, what to do if you can't bring your pet, what the type of options you have, but she had options. She had family that could have taken the dog. Okay? And then, you know, really? Jeez. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, boy, sorry. I didn't have my caffeine today. No, it's not that the show was boring. I haven't had my caffeine today. All right. So, speaking about dogs and cats and all that, okay? This is really interesting. All right. Apparently, scientists at the University of Missouri are studying the genetic makeup of cats to see if they can help us fight diabetes and asthma. Previous studies looking at the genetics of household pets have almost exclusively just concentrated on dogs because more people like dogs more than cats. I don't understand. My cats are very easy to deal with. Like, the dog took another crap in the house just completely all over the carpet yesterday. The cats didn't. Okay? Case in point. Researchers have turned their attention to cats after it was revealed that their DNA may contain crucial information about diseases which are suffered by both the animals and the humans. University of Missouri has now launched 99 Lives, a project where anyone with a cat can provide blood or tissue, which will allow researchers to study the DNA of the pets. You know what? I got a whole litter box of their cat dung. If they want that, they can have it. I wonder if they pay for it. They hope a full... Oh, you want my cat's blood? You know what? The cats fight each other, and they, you know, with their claws, so I'm sure there's some blood we could send. They hope a full mapping of 20,000 genes in different breeds could help pinpoint the genetic cause of distinguishing marks like fur, eye color, health problems, etc. So, you know, are we more related to a cat than a dog? I don't know. I think some dogs, I love dogs, but sometimes, you know, they're really, really smart, and sometimes they just look at you like my dog, like, huh, what? I don't get you. The cats are scary, though. The cats act like people. They're mean. They're sadistic. They sometimes have a sense of humor. And I'm a lot more scared of my cats. That, you know, people are like, are you a cat person? You must really love cats. No, I don't. I'm scared of them. So when a stray cat comes to me or my way, I fear turning them down because I think they're going to haunt me anyway. So I let them live with me because I'm just too scared to do anything else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have Android app and iPhone apps. If you ever want to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show, and some of you actually do want to listen to it, I might add, nice choice. We have an app that you can listen to all the time, so you don't have to just catch my show live. You can catch my show whenever you want. All right, GCN Live also has an app, so whether it's iPhone, Android, etc., there's plenty of ways. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio as well. All right, so dementia. could be linked to common over-the-counter medications. How many of you guys take, and I don't want to name a specific brand, but the over-the-counter sleep aids that have diphenhydramine or a form of Benadryl, I don't want to say Tylenol PM, but some of the components of that are in question here. Some of you guys take Benadryl or diphenhydramine for allergies, hay fever, etc. Well, they say don't panic, but the medications that have an anticholinergic effect are the ones that could possibly, with prolonged use, link you to higher dementia risk in elderly people. Now, they only looked at older people, and they found that the increased risk of dementia increased when people took the drugs every day for 3 years or more. Now, the anticholinergic type drugs block a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine, okay? Now, this acetylcholine, we've talked about this in terms of people on these medications may notice dry mouth. Like a lot of you guys will take like a Benadryl and have dry mouth, or you'll take a medication that will, to prevent urinary incontinence. Things like that have anticholinergic effects. Anticholinergic kind of act sympathetic-like. So the sympathetic-like ones are, let's say you want to, the sympathetic system kicks in, like let's say you're running track or you're in a fright response, okay? You're not going to want to pee. You're not going to want to be salivating. You start to dry up a little bit, right? That's also what anticholinergic medications do. Cholinergic is like the opposite of the sympathetic, but anticholinergic can mimic that, you see? So that's why some people say when they take Benadryl or diphenhydramine, all of a sudden, they just start to feel all jumpy. Now, tricyclic antidepressants could also do this as well. So they say patient information leaflets accompanying such drugs should warn the possibility of reduced attention span and memory problems, according to BBC.com. Researchers say people should also be aware that they may be linked to a higher risk of developing dementia. They looked at 3,400 people aged 65 or older who had no signs of dementia whatsoever at the start of the study. They looked at their medical and pharmacy records to see who had been given a drug with an anticholinergic effect like a tricyclic antidepressant, an antihistamine, an antimuscarinic for treating urinary incontinence, the tricyclic antidepressants for, of course, depression. Most of the drugs were given by prescription rather than bought over the counter. And most commonly used type of anticholinergic, most commonly were the medicines for depression, antihistamines, allergies, hay fever, or the sleep aids that help promote drowsiness. A lot of us take those. The study estimated that people taking at least 10 milligrams a day of doxepin, which is an antidepressant, or 4 milligrams per day of diphenhydramine, which is the sleep aid, Benadryl, brand name, or also antihistamine, or 5 milligrams a day of oxybutynin, which is the urinary incontinence drug, for more than 3 years would be at greater risk for developing dementia. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm 65, I am sure I'm going to have trouble sleeping. I am definitely sure that I'm going to be continually peeing on myself and wanting a urinary incontinence drug. And because of all that, I'm going to be depressed. So I could see myself on all three. The researchers say doctors and pharmacists might want to take a precautionary approach and other different treatments instead. And when there is no alternative, they could give the lowest dose for the shortest time possible. Dr. Gray says some of the study participants have agreed to have an autopsy after their death. Whew. All right. So, you know, some of you are like, okay, well, Dahlia, that's okay. As long as I take the medicine now and I don't take it till I'm older, I should be in the clear. No, no. What this tells us is whatever is studied is what is vocally being discussed, right? So what wasn't studied doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe. Now, have I taken like a Tylenol PM? Absolutely. It have like an acetaminophen and a Benadryl. I've taken it like if I have a real, real bad allergy, you know, and because Benadryl makes me really tired. And I have a headache from my allergies, and I will take it. It'll help me fall asleep. Take it once in a blue moon. Okay? And they say if you take this every day. Now, have they studied once in a blue moon? No. But if you guys remember a couple years ago, there was a study that anybody that took a sleeping aid more than four times a month were at risk of increased early death. Now, to me, that was a very, very weak correlation or causation, but they weren't saying it was cause and effect. They just found that people that didn't seem to die of old age seemed to be more prone to popping sleeping medications. But only four a month was enough to put you in that class. I know some of my patients that take an Ambien every damn night. Okay? Insomnia is huge. And we are going to see more and more issues and more concerns with people either not sleeping or being hooked on these sleeping medications. A lot of you like your Ambien. Why do you think the government came out saying, okay, for women, you got to prescribe less? You know how my women have hated that? When the FDA said take Ambien and cut it in half to 5 milligrams or the CR at 6.25, when the FDA made those recommendations, my patients were furious. Why? Well, because they were taking the 10, cutting them in half so it could last and they could store up on it. Or the 5 doesn't even work on them anymore and they've had to move on now to the stronger stuff. You know, one thing I've noticed is a lot of times your body gets used to these things. And when you start getting tolerance, the reason why is that is your body's defense mechanism. So you start to take a medicine that's a little foreign, okay, to, let's say, your body. And your body's like, okay, wait a second, what do we do with this? Oh, I guess this is making you fall asleep, whatever. Your body is trying to protect you. Your body is trying to protect you sometimes from the medication. Going, wait a second, this medication is trying to prevent your natural ability to maintain your clock. This medicine is a bad medicine. I got to interfere. So you eventually start getting tolerant to it. Or your body starts getting used to it. Going, well, wait a second here, okay? You know, this is something that I guess our body needs. Now that I'm not getting it, I'm going to be on hyperdrive. I'm going to be hyper awake, etc. Now, really quickly, one thing I've noticed this last year, and I've been practicing medicine in Las Vegas now for 15 years, one thing I've noticed in this last year is we've picked up on a bunch of high thyroid patients. Like, all of a sudden, patients who were normal thyroid about a year ago, all of a sudden becoming high thyroid. And we're going to spend some time talking about Graves later this month on the show. But I just am finding it a little bit odd. Because usually people that develop high thyroid, they've been developing it for years. But we're not seeing that. It's not getting picked up. Or by the regular tests. The tests are showing that their TSH is normal, thyroid stimulating hormone normal. All of a sudden, a year later, they come in going, I don't feel right, I'm tired. You're tired? Yeah, I'm just tired, I don't feel right. It's tired, and all of a sudden we find that the thyroid is hyperactive. Now, tired, fatigue usually comes with hypothyroid. But we're seeing hyperthyroid with people who are fatigued, probably because they're on hyperdrive so much it's exhausting. The reason why I bring this up is if you suffer from chronic insomnia, please, 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 please get your thyroid checked. Do not mess around with that, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Study comes out saying seeing your friends and family will not make you live longer like your in-laws keep telling you it will. So don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, DOC, DALY. D-A-L-I. I tell you, man, hiding from the family and hiding from the in-laws, it really takes stealth. Stealth-type Mission Impossible work. Well, apparently a research study says seeing your friends and family may make you happier. Happier? Where do they say that? You know what? You do. It is. It is us. I am happy seeing my friends and family. I am. They're good folk. Everybody's good. Okay. But it will not make you live longer. Amen to that. That's what I've been saying for years. Researchers at McGill University in Canada examined ideas that social contact or lack thereof was linked to mortality. So the study examined the strength of family ties and challenged long-held ideas that frequent social contact is linked to better health and longevity. Explored the effect of various social stressors, looking at data of more than 100,000 people from across the world, and found a close-knit family had little effect on your lifespan. It found repeated contact with friends was more beneficial than relatives, improving the chances of a longer life by 7%. But spending time with family members was worse for your mortality because it could add stress to your life. Now, this study is one of those no-duh studies, okay? Because I think we all realize that. You know, gosh, my mom is going to kill me. Or, oh, my God, spending the weekend with my mom is killing me. We all say that. You know, gosh, why don't you want to go and see your mother-in-law? You know, you're not gonna, it's not gonna kill you to see your mother-in-law once in a while. Or your, you know, your grandma will say that. Is it really gonna kill you to come and take a visit to your grandma? You can now say yes. Dr. Aaron Shore, who led the study, told The Independent, our findings show a minimal effect of social contact frequency on mortality and call into question intervention. What the hell is he saying? Anyway, researchers at McGill said while the majority of existing studies reported a positive link between increased contact and longevity, their own study found only a very moderate effect when considering other variables like age and socioeconomic status. So even though you think you may be getting the emotional comfort of sitting there getting browbeaten by your family members or in-laws about stuff you didn't do and all the guilt trips and why you need to do this and visit them more or whatever, it isn't very satisfying. And some of the frequent social contact with others may be just too damn superficial. Now, sometimes you're like, all right, well, you know what? I got to force myself to go out and hang out with people. When you force yourself to do it, it's not genuine, okay? A U.S. study recently found that friends know our personality so well that they could actually predict whether we'll die young or live to a ripe old age. That's scary. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis made the discovery after looking at data from a study that tracked 300 young couples from their 20s to their deaths. At the beginning of the experiment, the couples and their best friends had to answer the same questions about the couple's personalities. Then the replies were compared with how old the subjects were when they died, and it was found that the friends' impressions were a better predictor of someone's lifespan. Is that scary? So, do you have to always be socially involved with somebody? Do you have to, do you have to always, be the life of the party? No, you don't. Okay? There's sometimes being alone, and cuddling up, and watching a movie. I guess The Interview is on Netflix, so my kids have already seen it. I'm like, wait a second, I want to see it with you guys and make sure I didn't need to put in parental controls. But they already, I guess, saw it. And I was like, what? I didn't get to see it, and they won't tell me the ending. But should you be social? Is it important to? Yeah, absolutely. This one study isn't telling us to just go and sit home and be a hermit and hibernate. No, you should be social. But also, some of your social interactions may not be the healthiest, and some of the social interactions may not have as much meaning as they should. And if anybody tries to claim that you need to visit grandma, right? Because otherwise, people that don't visit their grandma die young. That is a bunch of crap. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. But you want grandma to live longer, so see her. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. According to the Seattle Times, President Barack Obama wants more money to fight antibiotic-resistant germs. Huh. Why don't they take away the money from that study on cow farts that they're doing right now with methane and global warming? Why don't they take some of that funding where they got rectal tubes up these cows' butts And why don't you apply that money to the antibiotic-resistant germs? The White House said today that Obama will ask Congress to nearly double its funding to fight antibiotic resistance to $1.2 billion. The CDC and prevention says more than 23,000 Americans die each year from infections that can unfortunately fight some of the best antibiotics that we have. The World Health Organization said last year that bacteria resistant to antibiotics have spread to every part of the world and might lead to a future where minor infections could kill. This is what happened. I forgot one of the president's sons got an infection. Gosh, it was one of the, trying to think. It wasn't Coolidge, no. It was one of the younger presidents. One of his little boys died while he was in the White House. It was like turn of the century, you think. Because he got an infection and it just never, no, it was 1800s, I'm sorry. Anyway, that's what happens. A small, minor infection ends up having a bug that just grows and grows, and then you can't stop it. Obama's proposal would fund research into new antibiotics, monitoring of outbreaks, and address resistance at veterans and military hospitals. It would also fund efforts to prevent overprescription of antibiotics. Now, this is all fine and dandy. I like that. But what I want to know is where was the original money? You know, like when that big Listeria outbreak happened, one of the government agencies said, okay, well, we need more money. The reason why we missed this is because we need more money. If you paid us more money, we can now handle these outbreaks better. And you're like, well, wait a second, what is all the millions of dollars now going to? Okay, I mean, you know, that happens so much. You know, I've seen this, even being a business owner, you know. Well, the reason why we can't get the work done is because, you know, if we had one more staff person, okay, yeah, you know, and then we hire the extra staff person, we hire two extra staff people, and the work still doesn't get done. So we're gonna give another $1.2 billion, and the research may not be there. So I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, Joan Rivers. All right, so the estate of the late comedian Joan Rivers has filed a lawsuit Monday in New York County Supreme Court detailing alleged missteps by the outpatient endoscopy facility and the physicians that were caring for Joan Rivers during the August 28th procedure that unfortunately led to her death. Rivers died at Mount Sinai Hospital on September 4th, 2014. The attorneys for the estate said they are suing for damages and said the family wants to make certain that the many medical deficiencies that led to Joan Rivers' death are never repeated by any outpatient surgery center. Apparently, the lawsuit alleges that the doctors were reckless, grossly negligent, and wanton from Manhattan's Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic. The lawsuit says they performed procedures to which Rivers did not consent. It also alleges that one of the doctors did not have credentials or privileges to treat the patients at the facility. Now, the comedian had gone to the medical center to evaluate what was going on with her voice. She was having some voice changes and to determine what was causing her stomach reflux. She signed an authorization that allowed the EGD, the upper endoscopy, with a possible biopsy or polypectomy and dilation of the esophagus if the esophagus ended up being narrow and that was causing dysphagia. So that's what she consented. It was unclear if Rivers had given a verbal consent to any other procedure before being sedated. The lawsuit says she did not. During the endoscopy, the camera was inserted to examine the upper part of her digestive system. The doctor controls the tiny camera, you know, at the end of the tube. Then it goes into the esophagus, stomach, small intestine. A biopsy would be done if they found an area that looked like cancer. So, a polypectomy is done when we want to remove nasal polyps, etc., and then esophageal dilation we talked about to dilate the narrow passageway. She had her laryngoscopy, and then a laryngoscopy was not a procedure she consented to look at the vocal cords. And we'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.